A Lexus sedan speeding around a curve on Welland Road in Fonthill collided with a tree last Saturday night, October 28, ending up flipped on its roof. It was the second high-speed, single-vehicle collision in the same location in 3 months. In July, a Maserati traveling at an estimated 110 km per hour collided with a different tree, swerving across the roadway before coming to a stop. In both cases the vehicles were totally destroyed, and in both cases the drivers walked away apparently unharmed. The posted speed limit along the stretch is 50 km per hour, based on home security camera video provided of the incident, which appears below. Pelham Today estimates that the Lexus was traveling at 120 km per hour, some 10 km per hour faster than the Maserati in July. NRPS media officer Phil Gavin confirmed that police were called to the scene. On October 28, 2023 at 9:04 p.m., the NRPS communications unit received a report of a single-vehicle collision in Pelham, Gavin said in an email. A gray 2018 Lexus had struck a tree and rolled over. The lone male occupant driver was observed exiting the car and walking away from the scene. Officers received information that the driver had entered a home in the area of Welland Road and Deborah Street. Pelham Today understands that there were eyewitnesses to the collision, including a group of four teenagers walking along the sidewalk on the opposite side of Welland Road. As with the previous collision in July, the scene quickly drew homeowners living immediately nearby outside. Neighbors tell Pelham Today that police did not arrive on scene for some 2 hours, and that the wrecked Lexus was not taken away until 1 a.m. The collision completely destroyed a crabapple tree in the boulevard, snapping its trunk and sending the tree toppling across the sidewalk on the north side of the road. A neighbor who asked not to be named shook his head and pointed at the adjacent intersection of Welland and Fern Gate. What if this had been Halloween, and the sidewalk was full of kids? Town of Pelham communication specialist Leah Letford said that the Pelham Fire Department was on scene Saturday night, and as a result of the call, requested that Public Works attend to provide cleanup support on the roadway. Letford said that town staff will inspect the damaged tree and will remove and replace if required. Pelham Today understands but has not independently verified that one neighbor walked the driver home, a short distance away. Officers and NEMS paramedics attended a home, said Gavin, but did not locate the driver. Charges have not been laid in this matter. Since police did not find the driver, they were unable to conduct tests for impaired driving. Gavin said that the investigation remains ongoing by three district officers and invited the public's help. Anyone with information is asked to call 905-688-4111 next. 1,023,300 reference 23-121199 badge number 9709. Members of the public who wish to provide information anonymously can contact Crime Stoppers of Niagara online or by calling 1-800-222-8477. Crime Stoppers offers cash rewards to persons who contact the program with information which leads to an arrest.